One of the issues discussed in the Shulchan Aruch is the question of whether or not one can fulfill the mitzvah of lighting Ner Shel Shabbat in a place where there are already lights that have been lit. And in particular, this comes up with regard to a place where you've got electric lights on and then you're just lighting the Shabbat candles for symbolic purposes. Is that proper and correct? So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah indicate that ideally one should be lighting the Shabbat candles where other people aren't lighting candles and where your candles make a difference. But nevertheless, the Ramah says that the minhag is, because women take this mitzvah very seriously and they want to add to the oneg and the simcha of Shabbat by lighting candles. So therefore, even if their other candles are light, then they can light Shabbat candles with a bracha. And this is indeed what happens when you have several women lighting candles in the one place. The minhag is they all say the bracha over their candles. But nevertheless, that's the poskim recommend that certain steps should be taken. Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata says that if there's electric lights in the room, which usually there are, then either the woman lighting candles should be careful to turn them out before she lights candles, and then somebody else will turn them on afterwards, another member of the family who's not yet accepted Shabbat. That's, or they can come on with the time switch, or she should turn them off just before she lights candles, and then turn them back on and immediately after light the Shabbat candles, and have in mind that the bracha that she's saying of Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbat is going both on the electric lights that she's lighting and also on the candles that she's lighting, and that way she covers all possibilities. The poskim mention various other issues to do with lighting the candles on Friday afternoon. They say that where possible, a woman should make sure that she's wearing her Shabbat clothes already when she lights candles. She shouldn't be doing it in her robe or her dressing gown if possible. That's obviously if she's running late and it's just a couple of minutes now till the time, so then she can do. But ideally, that lighting candles is a form of Kabbalat Shabbat and welcoming in Shabbat, and is not just something which is functional, but it's a mitzvah that's to do with welcoming and accepting and greeting the Shabbat, and one should do it properly attired. That's also the early authorities even mentioned that this is an auspicious time to do other mitzvot, and that there's a minhag to give tzedakah, that's just before lighting candles, and also this is an auspicious time to pray for the welfare of one's children, or if one doesn't yet have children, to pray that one should be blessed with children. A question which is discussed by the poskim is a woman who hasn't davened mincha yet when she lights Shabbat candles. That's, is she able to daven mincha after lighting candles? So the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura and many poskim are of the opinion that once she's lit candles, so then she's brought in Shabbat and she's no longer able to daven mincha, and that she needs to daven Maariv twice. That's once as Maariv and then once as Tashlumin, as compensation for davening mincha. And even if she doesn't normally daven Maariv, on this instance she's going to need to, because she needs to daven Tashlumin, a compensatory prayer for Mincha, and you can't daven Tashlumin unless you're davening the Ikat filler of that time. So she needs to daven Maariv and then be able to do a compensatory prayer for Mincha. That's, however, there are other opinions that say that she can still daven Mincha after having lit candles, either because that's, they maintain that lighting Shabbat candles, even though it ushers in the sanctity of Shabbat, and even though it prevents her from doing any malacha, it doesn't change today from being Friday into Saturday, and it's still Friday afternoon, and therefore she can still daven mincha, or the possibility that she's when she knows that she hasn't yet davened mincha, so it's like she's making some sort of t'nai that even though she's bringing in Shabbat, she's only bringing Shabbat as far as the Issa Malacha is concerned and not bringing it in as far as Tefillat Mincha is concerned. Adkan.